stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in
every. You want to know how.
Five?
That is Maroon 5. You want to know how, like, the Jets are a circus?
Yep.
I quickly read something on the internet by Adam Schefter, and I genuinely thought they were about to interview the Get Up host for their GM position. Because it read, Jets requested to interview Mike Greenberg, who grew up a Jets fan on Long Island. And I was like, wait, what? Okay. But I almost believed it because I was like, that has to be Schnarf Nerd or it's just the Jets.
Yeah.
But apparently, the Jets requested to interview a general manager interview with Buccaneers assistant GM Mike Greenberg, okay. who grew up a Jets fan on Long Island.
Okay. Still Green.
It's another.
Do they not want Lewis Riddick? He's going to get a lot of
interviews. Well, he got interviewed. I'm sure they're going through their whole process of it. Rex Ryan's peacocking around saying he's going to be the next head coach.
Hmm.
Then you know who's not going to be there.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. He doesn't. See, here's the thing. You can not hate the player, but hate the person's antics. And that's what makes you not like him, right? He's a Hall of Famer. Like, of course, everybody would like that level of quarterback on their team.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other stuff that's insufferable.
Let's get to headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Hey, Marcos.
Yes,
sir. Can you look in that corner in the log, in the building?
Yeah.
And see if we've gotten a recent delivery.
You know, I would expect it to be larger. Like, last time I could see it from here. Unfortunately, right. No, it's still.
Oh, that means no. That means no.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I would have seen it stacked up by now.
Yeah.
Now, I see nothing, but I do see that they could be returning sooner than you think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're talking.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, usually that comes with a.
Flavors? New flavors.
That comes with a delivery.
Yeah, we need it. I mean, come on now.
They need to up their flavor game, too.
We've been working on this delivery here for about 2 years, I think, at least.
But it ain't stopped nobody from leaving with a case.
Nah, I mean,
here was the Panthers. They're back in action tonight, 9 o'clock against the Avalanche.
Dude, can I just say this? This is not the time to.
Why do you always ask for permission? Of course. It's a radio show.
I appreciate your manners, Leroy. I appreciate your manners.
Leroy is sick and tired of today.
Hey. I don't
I've been need, watching you.
I thought we were Jennifer, I thought we were like this. You are the first one to start with the laughs. No, you can't love me after laughing.
I am so but like I've been watching this whole show.
The last two shows. Friday, that was embarrassing. Okay.
What did
somebody
I do?
Who's supposed to have my back, let me tell you something.
What did I do?
Leading the charge for the giggles?
No, I didn't.
The
Marcos is the one that threw your feet out there, okay? I didn't do that.
Well, I'm not talking to him.
What?
Like, yeah.
Should have blurred your face.
Should have blurred. Wait, you didn't need a face when you said Leroy, but these toes. like, what do you need a face for? I should have denied it. Them not my feet. Nope.
Don't recognize them.
You got a picture with the feet with the face? Not me. So anyway, what was I talking about? You got me all.
Way to go, Tobin.
Yeah, way to
go. It's all Tobin's fault, really.
It's Tobin's fault.
I don't think he realizes he's muted again.
And it wasn't me. It was him.
Oh my God, dude. What are you doing?
What? You were talking it out.
You know, why do you mute yourself so much?
I'm sorry. I should just do you, which is just shake ice into the.
Oh no!
This is Leroy. Look at me. Okay. I'm playing in an ice machine.
You know, it doesn't get the same effect when you're using a sippy cup.
I know. Nothing says I'm less of a man like a grown ass man in a sippy cup.
Oh, so what do you have, one cube in there, dude?
I think it's probably all molded into one giant cube. Yeah. I don't go shredded ice.
Oh, he's got like the big whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
That's what he has.
Impressive. I do. Multiple facets for water and for whiskey.
I had a guy that said that determines how many drinks he has.
How long the ice cube lasts?
Yep. He put the one cube in. He said, keep filling it up till the cube melts.
Hmm.
All right.
He said, anyway, like 3-4.
The Panthers are back at the ice tonight. They're coming off a win against the
Penguins. I know what I was saying now. This time of year, like, I can't do West Coast trips.
Dude, it's not even, that's like a mountain time. It's not even, it's a 9 o'clock puck drop tonight. The game will be over by 11.
And then you're going to ask me, did you watch any of the Heat?
I'm not going to ask you that. I know you're not going to watch the Heat this week. I don't even blame you for not watching the Heat, but it is a legacy game for Bam Adebayo tonight.
I want to watch because there was no two people more excited when we got the young guys and the length and Nico coming back and Nico balling and he got Kalel. And we were so excited.
Yeah, well, I don't like Eric Spoelstra right now because he teased us and he said in the pregame, I got a surprise coming in the starting lineup. And I was like, oh, is he going to put Kalel in the starting lineup? Nope. Terry Rozier. Thanks, Bo.
Not a surprise, by the way. Just returned to status. And then you took Duncan out the line.
Like, yeah, it's like you went out here and you were like, I got a surprise for you. Yeah. Shh, socks.
Marcos, what? Why?
What are you talking about? No, it looks better.
What? Oh, that looks so much worse. No,
<That's> dog.
Your dog's sex toy.
It kind of looks like pickle. I mean, pixel.
No, it just looks,
it looks like a pickle,
worse.
All right.
I probably should send a picture of what it was beforehand.
No, I think that works.
My dogs really like squeaky things that they can chew all the stuffing around and then only play with the squeaky thing instead of just playing with the whole doll.
You're toe defying the UMFSU rivalry.
Why?
Somebody said my toe was playing cover zero and all the other toes.
Shorthanded just, toe.
Try not to laugh here, okay?
Anyway, here's Matthew Tkachuk after the Panthers' last win.
Through your mind in that second?
I was pretty surprised, to be honest with you. I guess I just had to go to the box and sit for a while. And then knew when I came out the 13-minute mark, try to make an impact for the last, half of the third period. But, yeah, I was pretty surprised, but, it is what it is, I guess.
He just lives. He lives life for chicanery. You think he knows, like in the penalty box? You think he's got like some bubble gum in there just to keep him? He's like secret stash.
I mean, sometimes they continue their fight like back and forth.
Oh, when I love when the refs are holding him back while they're skating him to the box. Like, you're a bum. You're a you.
You know what? I can't. The hardest thing in the world for me to imagine. This is why I think hockey players are tough. Tough as hell. You got to get hurt. You get hurt. Nobody knows what the hell's wrong. You're bent over on the ice, and your only method to getting off the ice is to skate. So literally, your leg could be shredded, and you got to get up and skate with no help. They don't bring a stretcher out. They're like, we'll figure it out on the bench. Let's go.
Stolen McGrib says, Tobes, it's a miracle Ware is getting minutes at all.
Right. It's crazy to me. Like, I love Spo. This is the only thing I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with how they're going to treat Jimmy, right? You be who you are, right? But at some point in time with all this young talent, you can't be playing keep away. You gotta go ahead on and let them.
We got you.
Leroy is feeling terrific today.
It's because you were called Eric Toelstra.
Okay. Oh, man. This is your fault, Marcos.
Me?
My toe wasn't even. My toe wasn't. They
were, you know who I really like?
His toes are asking.
But, I just really thought we were going to get a little bit more of a surprise in the starting lineup and not Terry Tozier.
God, see, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Laugh. It's good though. We got Nikola Tovich.
Tariq Hill.
That's good. That is good.
This is your fault, Marcos.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't expect it to grow to this.
Yep. Smoke would rather play J-Fig at 5'10 than 7-footer in the starting lineup. Mm. By the way.
5'10.
That would.
He must have added that zero by accident.
That's taking a couple of liberties.
5'10.
She's a solid scatabo.
I am. I'm taller than him.
Vlad says, are you guys excited tonight for Heat versus Sacramento?
Vlad? Oh, that from you. Wow.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins finished the year 8-9, firing no one. I was excited to play another edition today of Who We Firing? And then I found out no one, apparently.
No one, actually.
Maybe the special teams coach, right? At least the special team. Mike, you got to give me the special teams coach, right? He's got to go.
Well, now you're in the school of Vlad. Streets need a body.
Someone's got to go. Or does he get a pass because he had like 9 different long snappers this year?
When they reassign Chris Greer, everybody be happy.
Although I don't think it doesn't sound like they're going to reassign him, though. Isn't that like Stephen Ross? When you get that statement, doesn't that feel like nothing's happening?
He could still be in the organization, still making some decisions. They might have somebody else they call GM.
I don't know, dude. Kind of sounded like he's sticky poo. He's sticking around.
Does Crossman get fired because end of the season? Jason Sanders goes on a run, player of the month, Malik Washington, great return yesterday. Is that enough to save his job?
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I hope not. Yeah. But he does. But like,
if you're the guy that's responsible for about 10% of the plays all year.
I just want somebody fired. Just somebody's got to get fired.
Really?
Someone's got to get fired, Leroy. I want someone fired.
Why?
Because this wasn't good enough, dude. It was not good enough.
Okay.
Sitting here, and I'm looking, and I'm like, all right, no Chris Greer firing. Mike McDaniel's not going to fire. He got a game ball.
Wait a minute. We just had a whole hour conversation about Jimmy saying he was going to do something and didn't do it.
Yeah.
You don't think an owner or somebody's mind could change between now and the season?
You think after putting out an official statement, you think he's going to go?
He put out an official statement, too. And guess what? Now Jimmy Butler's suspended.
No backsies, dude. Jimmy Butler likes chaos. Stephen Ross hates firing people.
He's loyal to a fault.
He is loyal to a fault. I don't know.
The worst thing, though. That trait is not the worst thing.
Brandon Meadows says, Tobin, you might be lashing out.
You think? Because he don't want to say he was wrong about Jimmy Butler.
What was I wrong about?
You making an assumption. You assume a lot of things. Like you used to assume the playoff MVP and New Year and all that. You're assuming that if they would have gave Jimmy the money, he would have been playing better or different now.
He wouldn't have made a stink.
But it doesn't mean you would have got playoff Jimmy from 2 years ago.
Well, you can't say I'm wrong about that because we don't know. Mock
yeah,
stand.
But if you're going to pay that extension, shouldn't you know?
Doesn't matter. You can't know that I'm wrong about it.
Shouldn't you know, though?
It doesn't matter, though. You can't say I'm wrong about that because it didn't happen.
So you're saying this Jimmy situation and how he's been missing games the last couple of years is because they wouldn't extend him?
I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying you don't know that he would have not made a stink and played to his best if he did get an extension.
Okay. I get that. I understand what you're saying. Okay. You're 100% wrong because the only thing the Heat have to not give the extension is the amount of games that he played.
Okay.
And that's fact.
Well, he definitely wanted a fake sicked.
But that's fact.
Okay. And but it would.
And what about, okay, you think this came to a head? Jimmy talking about how he was going to play and what he was going to do and not doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You think that played a big role in everybody reacting the way they have?
They said they weren't going to pay him last summer. Like, you can't act like them not paying him. Like, they said flat out last summer that they weren't going to pay him.
He knew that going into this year.
I know that he did.
Okay.
I know that he did.
My question, this is what I think. I think behind closed doors, Jimmy asked for a trade when they said they weren't going to extend him.
I agree.
Okay.
I think they were pushing for it this summer, and the Heat were like, no. And then I think that they came into the season, they kind of were making the best of it. And then I think that he was hopeful. No. And then all of a sudden, he got the BGs.
The world's longest BGs.
The world's longest BGs, dude. While we all saw him hurt his ankle. And he's like, this could be bad for my next team. I'm sick. Then I got to recondition. But eventually, you got to come back to work.
That's what's crazy. Recondition.
Yep.
That's almost an insult to Jimmy.
Oh, man. Crazy times down here. But anyway, no, I don't think Stephen Ross is going to go backsies on his statement.
He wouldn't be going backsies.
He wouldn't be?
No.
How is that not going backsies? If you say somebody's coming back the next year.
Okay. I already explained it. What if Chris Greer becomes an advisor and you hire a new GM? He wasn't fired. He's still getting his money. He's still part of the organization. But somebody else is on the day-to-day. Did he go back on his word? Nobody got fired.
Let's see exactly what he said. We look forward. Let me see. As we look now towards 2025, our football operations will continue to be led by Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel with my full support. No backsies, dude.
Yeah. Well, he could have a different role and still be led.
Can he? Like,
yeah. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could say.
So like, I have Todd the intern picking my guards?
No. You can bring in a new GM. And
Chris Greer
is going to get a higher fancy job title.
I don't think so, dude. I think we're stuck here with them.
Okay.
We're stuck here with Chris Greer. We're stuck here with Mike McDaniel's long-winded answers, and we're stuck here with Tua and his body of operation.
Remember when he said he was a shortstop?
Do I remember that? You mean the time that he told me that it's not easy catching a ball while you're sitting on your couch eating chips? And then all he did the last two games was sit on the bench eating chips. Great, wow. Dude.
What a year of memorable quotes. We have you guys are much more worried about the offensive line than we are. We have the 24-minute meeting thing. Like,
it was an arrogance. It was an unearned arrogance, man, from all parties around.
That's the best way to put it.
The only person who showed up with a lunch pail, well, two people, lunch pail, hard hat, Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell.
That's right.
Everybody else, we're doing enough. We're going to just show up and we're going to beat the Bills. Yeah, great.
Jonnu Smith, too. He had a pretty good season.
Jonnu Smith, too. But, you know, nobody knew that from John. Everybody was like, yeah, what's Jonnu Smith going to do? Pause up. You know, great for him. Nice surprise. Broke all the records. Yeah. Great. But you want to know something? Here's the facts about it, Jack.
Oh.
In your three statement games this year, 0-3. Week 2 against the Bills, Thanksgiving against the Packers, and a must-win against the Texans. Three poop-the-bed performances. All of you. The lot of you. And all you have to throw at me are stat stuffers from two in the second half when that game was over. Ridiculous.
I got you.
Underwhelming, uninspiring. So everybody better get their asses in the lab. Get me some fat ass guards. I better have a fat Tua coming back because we are going to look like the most lethargic Big Ten team when we come back. That's what I want. And you better get me a receiver that's over 5'10". You better get me a receiver over 5'10".
Man, did you see that big receiver from Atlanta? London? Is it London?
Drake London.
Jeez.
He's good.
Good. Was he undrafted?
Drake London? No way. I think so. He was... no, he... Oh, my God. Definitely far from undrafted.
Number
8th overall.
He was the number 8 overall.
Yeah,
he was... Well, oh, I'm getting it mixed up with somebody.
Out of USC.
River Craycraft.
Yeah. I can see where that happened.
You almost had that loaded from the beginning of the show. I'm using the River Craycraft for something today. You best believe that.
Oh, good. Adam Schefter says Tua is expected to be healthy for 2025. Well, that'll be useful.
Great.
Thanks, Shefty. Until he won't be.
Sweet.
What got you this time, Tua? That damn thumb again, guys. Sorry.
Man.
Anyway, Calais Campbell comes back, or you think he's done?
Let him go take a nap, dude.
I mean, let him you want a 39-year-old? I mean, he is better than anything we had.
I was going to say, he did pretty good last year.
Zach Sealer was great, though.
It sneaks up on you.
10 sacks for Zach Sealer.
Hey.
10.
Check this out. It sneaks up. You know who I want?
Hmm?
I want that big, sexy dude that caught that pick.
You know what it's about. Yeah. Oh, for the Ravens.
You the only thing that would have made that better was his fat ass trying to score. But he knew his limitations.
Yeah. No, that was a solid slide, too. That was a solid slide right there.
He looked like he was going to do a curlicue. He went down to one knee, another one spun around. Like,
that was fun.
We'll take a break. Play a little All Right on O to close things out here on a fun Monday. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Time to get to our favorite Monday game. A little All Right. No. I think you guys get it from this point out. My All Right. Gotta tip the cap. The Dolphins didn't want you. You were mocked for crying and drinking too much coffee. But yet here you were in a showdown for the one seed. Man Campbell, you get my all right, dude.
All right.
I gotta say, I think I'm rooting for Detroit. I think I want them to win the whole damn thing.
With all the injuries they've had, this would be amazing.
I'm rooting for them, man. I think I'm rooting for them. I'm going. I want a Detroit-Baltimore Super Bowl. That's what I want.
The
Super Bowl
to be the most exciting would be Detroit trying to get their first versus Kansas City trying to get three in a row.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest hype.
Ugh, sick of the Chiefs, but they're definitely going to get back to the Super Bowl. Sick of them, dude. I tell you, I mean, please, Bo Nix, will you please just beat the Bills next week so at least I can laugh at them? Please? It's a pathetic laugh, but, you know. I need something. I still got to do my petty watch rankings for this. But I think the team I am absolutely rooting for is the Lions, followed by the Ravens. So they got my. Oh no! Miami Heat. I know you've been embroiled in controversy, and I'm not here to talk about that. What you guys did to me on Saturday night in front of my little boy was thoroughly embarrassing. You got dishragged by a 7-win Utah Jazz team. And I sat there and I was like, I'm losing him to soccer forever. This is awful. This is awful. The Panthers didn't do that.
How long did you stay?
If I'm honest, through three quarters.
Okay.
We were rats off a ship.
Three quarters too long.
You start thinking about that traffic.
Nah, he was getting tight. I'm like, hey, you want to go? He goes, yeah. But to be fair, did not leave the arena hating the Heat. He hates the Jazz now.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean.
That's a family trait.
It's a good way of looking at it.
It's a family trait.
But that doesn't mean that you guys didn't embarrass me in front of my son. And I cannot, I cannot let this crime pass willy-nilly. He did enjoy, by the way, we took a trip to the D Wade statue. He loved it. And then I showed him and his best friend. They're like, what is this? This is my house. And like, so I showed him, this is my house. They were hyped.
Oof.
And then I had to explain to 9-year-olds the whole Jimmy Butler thing, because his best friend Aaron's like, where's Jimmy Butler? And I was like, well, let me explain. And then they were very confused because Jimmy Butler's pictures are all over the arena. And then he's in the intro video. Well, they're like, why didn't they cut him out of that? I'm like, well, you know, he's technically not off the team. He's just suspended, you know. And they're like, well, whose fault is it? Like, well, you know, they didn't see eye to eye. You know, you got to explain these, because 9-year-olds see the world very, very bluntly. So, anyway, you guys embarrassed me in front of the kids, Miami Heat.
I could only wish to hear the commentary that night.
I had to be very good with my language, JFig, because I wanted to curse a lot when
nothing
they gave up that.
Slipped.
Nope. I went hands, you know, and I had Mrs. Tobin there. She slapped me upside the head if I said a no-no word in front of somebody. Anyway, Leroy, you're all right. You're all no.
My all right goes to the hype surrounding what should have been one of the greatest regular season games of our day. Two teams fighting for either a first week bye or the fifth seed, and having to travel the whole playoffs. It started off close. It was a tickle fight early, field goals. And then, got to tell you, Detroit does what Detroit does. And so the hype was good. I was front and center. One of them games you watch even the national anthem because you don't want to miss the first kickoff. Like, I was excited to see that game. So, but kudos to two teams that in the same division, like, yeah, that's never happened before. So it was cool to watch. My oh no, How can I put this? I'm disappointed that there's a lot of people in this city that can't just look at things for what they are. Right. And I'm going to go with the Heat and the Dolphins. Right. It's unfortunate that, you know, you're not winning as much as you would like. And the reasons are flat. They're there for you. But pride will not allow you to acknowledge those reasons. Dolphins. You should have still had Van Ginkle. It would only cost you $10 million. And that offensive line, as much as you bragged about it, as many moves as you had to make, don't come to the table with that no more. Fix it. So I'm annoyed by that, and that's why they get my oh no. I'm gonna go with the Heat. You kind of had a feeling this Jimmy thing was gonna come to a head within the next few months.
Especially Pat Riley.
Pat Riley, you're normally ahead of the game.
You're going to keep your cool. You know, you lost your mind at a press conference.
He didn't lose his mind.
Lost his mind, dude. I mean, like, you know.
He said Jimmy Butler needs to shut up.
But you know what they say, dude? Pride cometh before the fall.
Okay, but you have three people that all think that. So that there's no way of working that out, right? So those are my two old no's. I'm sad that I got to see my teams struggle like this. It's part of the sports, you know. I'm not even throwing Tyreek in there because I really don't take anything that anybody says after the last game of the season to heart. You guys will, but I don't.
If no one's got me, Barky's got me.
Barky.
JFig?
So it's kind of funny that you and I had sort of the same all rights, oh no's, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
My all right genuinely is just I'm overall very happy for the Detroit Lions, and I really hope that they go all the way.
All right.
But my oh no goes to Derrick Rose.
Oh, no. He's still playing basketball?
He's not.
Okay. No, but he sat down in an interview, and he begged the Chicago Bulls not to honor him with a statue.
And he saw that.
Practically hinting at our infamous, you know, Dwayne Wade statue.
I don't think Derrick Rose was getting a statue. I got to be honest with you.
I mean,
does anybody have a statue other than Jordan at the Bulls?
That's all they should have one there.
Yeah, I don't. I think like
Scottie Pippen's hopes went out with when Jordan came out with his documentary.
I'm glad that he finds that funny and nobody wants statues anymore, which, by the way, it looks good in person. It has ankles.
I was going to say, hasn't he had enough?
It has ankles.
Statue alone.
It has ankles. I love that statue. And it's about
the honor, not about the art.
But Derrick Rose, I don't think you were getting a statue, dude. Just I don't think you were getting a statue.
Isn't somebody else in sports?
He said he would much rather have his jersey retired or whatever.
Well, listen, there's not a club. Hey, I mean, you know, Dwayne Wade has both.
There's something to be said about people that overvalue their contributions, right? To say, hey, Chicago, don't get me a statue. Chicago's probably saying, we would play a little bit, bro. Like, we're making some assumptions here.
Noted, right? Derek. What was he getting celebrated for this week? Because they're just celebrating
Derek
his
Rose night.
Just his retirement? Is that just what they were celebrating?
Didn't he win MVP?
Yeah, he was the youngest MVP, I believe, ever.
That's the one he got over LeBron, right?
11, yeah. The Petty MVP. The P in MVP standing for Petty.
Right. Yeah. All right. No. You think Derrick Rose, when we look at his career, do we think of him as being a great point guard or a point guard that was always injured?
I think people are going to look at him as having one of the most incredible, like, 4 years to start a career, and then are going to think, what happens if he never gets hurt? You know, like, what happens if he never? But, like, no, he's Chicago beloved. Everybody loves him. Now, you know, did Mario Chalmers take his cookies from that national championship? Yes, he did.
And he got Thibodeau'd, right?
Possible. Can't rule that out. Can't rule that out. But they love those teams. Chicago, like, I got to say that probably that 11, 12, 13 Bulls era, that's probably the most beloved Bulls era since Jordan. Like, they love that team. But Heat in five, baby! Wow!
That always changed that mood. Heat in five.
Man, what a time. Udonis Haslem dunking on all of them, coming off the foot injury. Froggy, what do you got?
My all rights goes to the man that carried us through this season, Mr. Zach Sealer.
Sealer it on up.
Right.
10 sacks with missing some games and getting Eichenberged in the middle of the season.
That's what we call it now.
You got to give him credit. Really one of the only bright spots of watching this team. And even to the very last game, he gave it his all. So he is definitely worthy of my all rights.
All right.
You want a stat, Frog Boy?
I would love a stat.
This is from Travis Wingfield from the Miami Dolphins podcast. Zach Sealer is the only defensive tackle in the NFL to post double-digit sacks in each of the last 2 years. He becomes the first Dolphin with back-to-back 10-plus sack seasons since Cam Wake in 2016, 2017, and the third Dolphin to do it this century, that one also being Jason Taylor. That is Dolphins royalty he's amongst. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good indeed. Pretty good.
What's your oh no?
My oh no is not for the man who released it, but for the victims he's coming for. The Drake Revenge Tour continues as he recently dropped a freestyle aimed at the king, LeBron James.
I saw this.
Yeah, the Fighting Irish Freestyle, as it is labeled, addresses how old buddy LeBron decided to switch up and they not like us. You know him. He hops on the trends. This LeBron.
Why do you keep making that song?
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Here's what I hate about this whole beef.
Yeah.
Your beef is with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Why are you going after others? Go ahead on and deal with that. Deal with the dude that you in beef with.
Well, because all these guys are Kendrick Lamar fans.
Right.
He already
That's won. Like, I get in a fight with you and I hit Tobin because he was on your side.
Shouldn't have been on the other side.
Okay, so you just, Kendrick Lamar, he won. We just going to let that be.
Did he win, though? Who's the most streamed rapper of this year?
You think that Drake should really be talking, though? Like, okay, you know, isn't he, like, threatening to throw dirt on LeBron? Like, you think Drake doesn't have dirt LeBron could throw out there? Like, you think that's a cool thing to do? You're proud of yourself, Drake?
Well, he went after somebody that ain't going to go back at him. You see, Kendrick Lamar went scorched earth on Drake. You see what I'm saying? Dude, he brought up all that stuff. LeBron ain't going to do that. So that's why you go after LeBron. Because you know you ain't going to get nothing back.
Dude, you sat here in Miami like a cheerleader. You couldn't get in the Heat's locker room. Like, you got denied to go into the locker room, Drake.
That was the past. The past is the past. Come on. What year was that? That was not a decade ago, dude.
Yeah. And why does he call it the Fighting Irish Freestyle? Is it about Conor McGregor?
No, we just called him the Degrassi freestyle.
No, that was LeBron's high school team.
Oh, that's right.
You just call it the plebeians.
Somebody go back at Drake. We'll just call it the Degrassi. Mm. Right?
The Aubrey Graham.
Because keep in mind, like, he can't be a thug. He can't be a thug rapper when your starting point was a television show where you were in a wheelchair.
I do think, though, like, LeBron was pretty good in the Fighting Irish at high school. Remember watching those high school games?
It was on ESPN.
Oh, my God. Those things were amazing.
Was pretty good. But kudos to Drake. Oh, no, to everybody else. He's coming back. Six God is coming back. Heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
Remember that Kendrick Lamar album? Me either.
I think tomorrow I really want to give you like a wet willy because you've been so annoying today. Like, it's really incredible.
Okay, you're gonna tear down South Florida sports and I'm the one who gets the blame.
I didn't tear anything down. And by the way, I didn't tear anything down.
Okay. All right.
But Bam, you got a legacy game tonight, dude.
Legacy.
Oh my goodness. Legacy game.
It's on the line.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.